Mary Carney was running out of time. She was 55. Her two youngest children were teenagers. If she was going to finish her nursing degree, she needed to do it before she had to start paying for her kids' college.
I knew that eventually I was going to leave bedside nursing and I wanted to transition into education. And you really need a graduate degree to do that.
Carney earned her associate's degree at Purdue University Calumet. She was going to stay and finish her bachelor's, but she had to start working full-time when her husband lost his job. Because she worked the night shift, she couldn't fit classes at a brick-and-mortar university into her schedule.
None of my students come to our university trying to find themselves.
That's the chancellor of Western Governors University, Allison Barber.
They're 40 years old, and they're not looking for a fraternity house and a football team to cheer for. They're looking for a college degree that will help them take care of their family.
Barber's office isn't in the middle of a sprawling college campus. It's in a skyscraper in downtown Indianapolis, and the photos of the graduates that line her walls don't show fresh-faced 20-somethings. Barber says WGU doesn't market itself to recent high school graduates. It's after potential students with on-the-job experience who can accelerate quickly through the school's competency-based model.
Let's say a student comes to us and they've been working in a school as a teacher's aide and they want to do elementary education. They've probably learned a lot on the job that they can apply toward their degree.
Here's how it works. WGU students start with the end-of-course assessment. If they can pass with a B or better, they don't have to take that class, but they get credit for it. Students can pass as many courses as they want during each six-month term and pay the same flat fee. When Carney started at WGU, she was working as a home care nurse. At night, while her patient slept, she completed coursework, and she was able to finish her bachelor's in one six-month term.
One of my competencies for healthcare financing was I had to design a public health outreach program with real numbers and see how many people it reached and do a cost-benefit analysis and all that kind of stuff. So instead of me just taking a test and saying I know what a cost-benefit analysis is, I had to prove my competence by actually doing it.
After Carney graduated from WGU, she got a job in the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit at Peyton Manning Children's Hospital, where more than 80% of nurses have bachelor's degrees. Inpatient Unit Director Stephanie Tooley says where a nurse goes to school isn't important, as long as the program is accredited and prepares them for the job.
We evaluate people on competency, so a lot of our evaluation processes are competency-based.
For experienced nurses like Carney, the WGU model works.
And so it's going to enable me to be able to pay and get my last two kids through college debt-free.
WGU also offers courses in business, education, information technology, and other health professions. Though the school is regionally and nationally accredited, some graduates may still have a hard time finding jobs without a degree from a brick-and-mortar university. In 2009, the Society for Human Resource Management asked its membership how managers looked at job candidates with online degrees. More than 60% said they'd rather hire someone who went to a traditional school. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.